Welcome to a broadcast performance by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, recorded on Sunday, July 1st. It's their first concert of the 85th Interlochen Arts Camp season. I'm Tim Burke, your host. Maestro Jung Ho Pak conducts a program titled American Memories, featuring music associated with several significant events in American history. Just the thing for a balmy Sunday evening so close to the 4th of July. The orchestra is tuned up, the audience is settling in, and Jung Ho Pak is on the stage ready to conduct our national anthem. The Star-Spangled Banner by Francis Scott Key, performed by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Jung Ho Pak. Next on the program, music to bring back memories of great Olympic performances by American athletes. Mary Lou Retton winning the first ever women's gymnastics gold medal for the USA in 1984. 8 gold medals in swimming by Michael Phelps just 4 years ago. Christy Yamaguchi's 1992 gold medal performance in figure skating. And the 1980 medal round hockey game between a seasoned Soviet team and a ragtag group of American college students who managed to beat them. It was dubbed the Miracle on Ice. Here are Jung Ho Pak and the World Youth Symphony Orchestra with Bugler's Dream, Olympic Fanfare and Theme by Leo Arnau and John Williams. Bugler's Dream, Olympic Fanfare and Theme by Leo Arnaud and John Williams, performed by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, led by Jung Ho Park. Next on This American Memories concert, Titanic by Peter Boyer. This piece was written well before the movie of the same name that became such a hit. Boyer became interested in the story of the Titanic in his childhood. Later in life, he was drawn to the, quote, undisputed heroism of the ship's musicians, who kept the crowd of passengers stranded on the deck calm by playing ragtime, waltzes, and finally hymns until the ship's final moments. Boyer incorporates both Alexander's Ragtime Band and Nearer My God to Thee in this work. And now, Peter Boyer's Titanic. Jung Ho Park leads the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. Titanic by Peter Boyer. For those just tuning in, this is a broadcast of a concert by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra conducted by Jung Ho Park, recorded on Sunday, July 1st in Kresge Auditorium on the campus of the Interlaken Center for the Arts. Samuel Barber was only 27 when he wrote the next work on the program, Adagio for Strings. It started out as a movement from a string quartet, but when the audience heard it at its premiere, they gave a standing ovation then and there. Barber reworked it as a standalone orchestral piece, which was debuted on the radio by the NBC Symphony Orchestra under Arturo Toscanini in 1938. Its popularity remains to this day. It's consistently one of the most downloaded classical pieces. Jung Ho Park and the World Youth Symphony Orchestra ready to perform Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings, Opus 11. Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings, Opus 11. Jung Ho Park led the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. The final work for this American Memories concert is Variations on Happy Birthday by John Williams. It was written for a Boston Symphony Orchestra concert at Tanglewood in 1995 to celebrate the birthdays of Seiji Ozawa, Yo-Yo Ma, Itzhak Perlman, and Leon Fleischer. And for this broadcast concert, it will also serve as a celebration of our nation's birth, the 85th season of the Interlochen Arts Camp, and the 50th year of Interlochen Public Radio. Once again, Jung Ho Park and the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. Variations on Happy Birthday by John Williams. Chong Ho Pak led the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in this first concert of the 85th season of the Interlochen Arts Camp. Interlochen Public Radio's broadcasts of concerts by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra are sponsored by the Yamaha Corporation of America, supporting arts around the world for more than 100 years. I'm Tim Burke, inviting you to tune in next Sunday at 2 p.m. for the next broadcast concert by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra on Classical IPR.